This is the Daily Dope presented by The Gaming Gang for Wednesday, January 4th, 2012. It's time for another irrelevant look at the gaming news of the day. Hi again, I'm your host, Jeff McAleer. New from Legion Wargames is Tonkin, a two-player game that covers the crucial period of the First Indochina War fought between the Viet Minh and France from 1946 to 1954. The game focuses on the intensive years of 1950 to 1954 in the northern part of Vietnam, called Tonkin, and Laos. It is a game of high interactive play where both players have a set of 10 operation points and a number of supply dumps. By spending operations points, you'll be able to perform different, mostly non-combat actions. By expending a supply dump, you'll be allowed to perform combat missions, but there will be a limited number of supply dumps to expend, and they also have to be used to keep units in supply. When you spend operation points, you'll only be allowed to spend 1, 2, or 3 points in a row before it's your opponent's turn to spend his. This creates a game where you, in the long term, will have to plan and save supply, and at the same time be prepared to react to your opponent's actions. In the short term, you'll be forced to make decisions based upon the number of operation points you've been given to spend in a row and the missions you need to accomplish. Basically, 1 point allows one action, so if you receive 3 points, that would, for an example, enable you to move, barrage, and attack. If you only receive 1 point, you'd be forced to consider a different strategy. A feeling of panic is always close at hand when you haven't got enough points. But on the other hand, you might want to save some because if you spend your 10 points too early, your opponent will have a lot of points left to spend in a row, and you'll be unable to react. And trust me, I think that would ruin your day. The two sides have very different forces, so you have to identify what you're good at and avoid getting into situations where your opponent will beat you in his backyard. The French units are strong. They have artillery and air support, plus they have a high motorization, which gives them mobility in clear terrain. Viet Minh units move fast in bad terrain, and they can ambush and fight with sudden ferocity. This is a game of high tension and tough decisions, and you won't be rewarded for ineptitude. The game is won by controlling territory and by forcing the other player to replace and reinforce heavily, and this is a balance you have to keep an eye on. Tonkin was originally released in issue 70 of Vivictus magazine and nominated for a Charles S. Roberts Award as the best post-World War II war game of 2006. It's been called the best war game on the topic. Tonkin is available for pre-order at legionwargames.com, as are the new releases of Slouch Hat and Eggshells, which covers World War II in Syria and Lebanon, and Hell Over Korea, an expansion to B-29 Superfortress. Clockwork and Chivalry 2nd Edition Core Rulebook is now available from Cubicle 7 Entertainment and partner Cakebread and Walton. Clockwork and Chivalry 2nd Edition is a grim and gritty game of mud, blood, mayhem, and magic, set in an alternate 17th century England plunged into civil war, as Oliver Cromwell and his gigantic clockwork war machines fight against the cavalier alchemists of Prince Rupert, ordinary folk struggle for survival, split into a myriad of political and religious factions. Magical pollution taints the land, waking creatures long dismissed as legends. Obsessive scientists make wild discoveries. Crazed inventors create mad machines. In a world where every man is against his brother, can you and your fellow adventurers, armed only with musket, sword, and magic, hold back the tide of war? Now featuring the Renaissance Rules System, the 2nd Edition Core Rulebook is a complete game in itself and will be supported by numerous supplements in 2012. This 400-page rulebook incorporates the new Renaissance role-playing system, which is based on Newt Newport's Open Quest, which to my understanding is based on the old Chaosium Rune Quest rules, but don't quote me on that. It's designed for historical and fantasy gaming in the age of black powder weapons. The Renaissance system will form the engine for all future Clockwork and Chivalry releases, as well as other exciting new Renaissance products for 2012 and beyond. Products in the pipeline include the first 4 volumes in the Kingdom and Commonwealth campaign, re-released in 2 omnibus editions, currently in preparation, followed by the final two adventures in the series, Hobbs Leviathan and London Calling, a series of pick-up-and-play books for the Renaissance system, including, this one should appeal to Elliot, Clockwork and Cthulhu, and Clockwork and Deviltry, and a new Airships and Flintlocks fantasy world, Realms of Gold, featuring fairies, shape-changing lizard men, plunder, pirates, and revolution in a world almost, but not entirely, unlike our own. I have to say, Clockwork and Chivalry sounds like a pretty interesting D100 role-playing system. I'm going to have to check that out. You can order Clockwork and Chivalry from Cubicle 7, or if you'd like to sport the rules around on your laptop or one of them there newfangled tablet thingies, don't worry, I have one of those too. Swing on over to drivethroughrpg.com and score a copy at a discounted price. Fantasy Flight Games is releasing an expansion for Space Hulk Death Angel the card game this week, and you and your fellow Space Marines will be facing an even more dangerous enemy this time out. The Tyranid Enemy Pack introduces 37 cards to Death Angel, with all new locations and enemies. The Death Angel Tyranid Enemy Pack includes two additions, a new deck of enemy cards to replace the standard Gene Stealer deck, and a new location card type. The Tyranid deck contains a variety of enemies to challenge even the most seasoned Space Marines, while the Hive Lord location cards introduce the Tyranid's epic and deadly overlords. You'll find all new ways for your Space Marines to have their butts handed to them as the expansion arrives in stores this week. Conflict of Heroes Awakening the Bear 2nd Edition is now available for pre-order from Academy Games. That's right, it's the game that started it all. Winner of the Origins Historical Game of the Year, although we have to be honest, it's not as if the Origins voters are usually really sharp on that Historical Game of the Year. But it is the winner of the Charles S. Roberts War Game of the Year, and those folks know their war games. It's also winner of Best New Design and many others. And it's back better than ever. It'll include upgraded maps with full 3D graphics, revealing a level of detail seldom seen before in a war game. The unparalleled detail of the 1-inch counters now include the armor-piercing firepower values for foot units, the same as the counters found in Storms of Steel and Price of Honor. New tank and infantry units include the Pak 36, Pak 38, Panzerjäger 35R, Sumoa S-35, B-2 Flamethrower Panzer, the SDKFZ 232, NKVD squads, OT-26 Flamethrower Tankettes, ZIS-30 Mobile Artillery, and more. The program teaching rulebook has also been upgraded to the standards of the newest version published with Storms of Steel. The firefight book includes a new historical overview, many of the online published firefights, and a new campaign series. For a limited time, this new edition can be pre-ordered by owners of the first edition for a special price, although I'm not aware of what that special price may be. But there is a special pre-order price that looks to be available to everyone, and I'll get to that in a minute. The year is 1941. Germany defeated Poland, Denmark, Norway, and France with ease. In the morning hours of June 22nd, over 3 million German soldiers attacked Soviet forces along a 1,600-kilometer front, heralding the beginning of Operation Barbarossa. Complete surprise was achieved, and the Germans struck deep into Soviet territory. The Germans thought the Soviets would fold like a house of cards. Their officer cadre had been massacred by Stalin, training was poor, and morale low. The Blitzkrieg catches the Soviets by surprise, and they lose over 1.75 million men in the first 2 months alone. The Germans are unstoppable, their panzers pushing to the very gates of Moscow. But then winter hit, and the cold drained the Germans' resources, strength, and morale. The Soviets began striking back in the dead of winter, and the momentum began to shift in their favor through the following spring. The bear has awoken. Awakening the Bear takes you to the Eastern Front during Operation Barbarossa, the German invasion of Russia. Many consider this time period to be the birth of modern warfare tactics that continue to be used and perfected by today's armies. Much effort went into distinguishing the units in the game by highlighting their historical strengths and weaknesses. For example, each tank defense rating takes into account relative armor thickness, armor slope deflection percentage, speed, size, targeting mechanics, and crew training. All these factors are represented in an easy-to-learn target number system. The included firefights, most of which you can play in about an hour, are designed to depict the pivotal points in a given battle. You can learn enough of the game to play the first scenario in 10 minutes, thanks to the programmed instruction approach used in the full-color rulebook. The game also features 3-4 multiplayer firefights and optional rules for solitaire play. The limited-time pre-order price is $55 through January 16th, as opposed to the retail price of $80 afterwards. And you can swing over to academy-games.com to place your order. I'd say I had an opportunity to see the Conflict of Heroes system at Origins at Gen Con. Looks fantastic. I've yet to have an opportunity to play it, and I really am kicking myself. And I do look forward to an opportunity to check the series out. But this is a great way to get the second edition for $35 less than you would spend in a couple of weeks. And finally, GMT's Sekigahara, the block-based Fog of War game simulating the War of Japanese Unification, is sold out. It's all gone, folks. No word on if or when GMT will issue another print run, so if you have an opportunity to pick it up online or a local store, you may just want to strike while the iron's hot. I enjoyed the game quite a bit, and you can hear about that on episode 25 of the podcast. Since I'm talking about GMT, I should point out that my number one game, and I'm sure Elliot will tell you one of his top games as well, Twilight Struggle, is back in print from GMT, and it is available. If you've been waiting to get your hands on the game that rotates through the top three spots on Board Game Geek's highest-rated games, now is your chance. Don't miss out. That's all the news for today. Happy Hump Day, everyone, and I will be back tomorrow. The Daily Dope is presented by The Gaming Gang, located at thegaminggang.com. Any similarities to an actual news program are certainly unintentional and, in fact, accidental.